harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering mint is too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
As you tune in the broadcast today, we hope you're doing so with a smile, expecting something from the Lord. For surely the letter S stands for smile. If no one smiled, think what a sad world this would be. Life would hardly be worth the living. Yet, when another smiles with a cheerful good morning to you, how it encourages you and makes you think life is worthwhile after all. So, a cheerful good morning to all the listeners. Now, this scripture, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken, Proverbs 15:13. Also, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones, Proverbs 17:22. And again, he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast, Proverbs 15:15. How could you have a continual feast without a smile? It would be hard, wouldn't it? So I say one of the secrets of life, even in trials and persecutions, is to smile. Smile is the motto often seen on the desk of executives in large companies. How can any man be very rich who cannot smile? What does he have worthwhile? A smile is a simple little thing, and yet it is invaluable. It will do what a frown will never accomplish. It is effective in winning souls. Those of you who may remember Brother Darius Gibson perhaps will recall how he could preach the truth even to the cutting asunder of the band of sins and evil habits of the ungodly, and all the while there was a big, broad smile on his face. How could one feel hurt at him when he was smiling so victorious? It was a smile of victory. God's word, which is quick and powerful, was doing the work, and Brother Gibson was only the instrument. So he kept smiling and kept declaring the truths of the wonderful gospel. A sorrowful heart, in a downcast condition, breaks the spirit of a man. But he who smiles has a continual feast from within his bosom. It is a fire which cannot be quenched, although the enemy is pouring on cold water to put it out. Yet the Spirit of the Lord feeds it with oil from within the secret closet of communion with God. Truly, a smile is a delightful tonic which others see and desire. A smile may sometimes be difficult, but it pays great dividends. Even in the business world, the one most likely to succeed is that person who has a smile. The way to overcome is to trod your path, whether rocky or smooth, with a smile on your face. Frowning and grumbling are not signs of victory. Smiling helps bring the victory. Don't wait until your joy bubbles over to smile. Go ahead and smile now and develop a joyful disposition. This helps bring happiness. In fact, a smile is a powerful element in overcoming infirmities and ill health. Another thing about the smile, it is a universal language. Though one may not understand the foreigner who speaks a foreign language, we are much more likely to understand his smile. It is the window through which we can perceive his friendliness. I wonder if such statements of Jesus as, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" Matthew 7:3, or, "Ye blind guides which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel?" Matthew 23:24. would not have brought a smile to the listeners, and yet think what great truths he spoke and how effective they were. Doesn't it do something down inside you to meet a person who smiles and says, I'm mighty glad to meet you? A warm and friendly smile goes a long way in winning souls to the Lord. Proverbs 11:30 says it this way, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. A smile is the key that unlocks the heart. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, Proverbs 18:24. Jesus said, be of good cheer, so why should we not smile? A smile eases tensions and calms those who may become irritated. Those who have not learned to smile can be a source of real trouble because they are unhappy within. I agree, pleasantness does not solve all our problems, but it certainly makes it easier. Furthermore, being able to smile in the face of difficulties exhibits courage. So being able to smile when danger is near is a great asset. This helps bring the victory. David went to fight Goliath, and I believe he went with a calm assurance that God was going to give him the victory, so who knows? He may have been smiling all the while. Paul writes, concerning them which sleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope, 1 Thessalonians 4:11. So it is beautiful to see a smile that struggles through tears. Remember, when you smile, it makes it easier for another to smile too. T stands for time. It has been said, today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. How true. Today is all we have. Yesterday is gone forever as a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision which may never come. What you do with today will determine what eventually happens to your whole life. That little space of time sandwiched in between one's birth and death is so important. To kill today is like committing suicide on a very slow basis. One of my favorite scriptures tell us this, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, Psalms 90:12. Though our days be few, yet we can put a lot of living into them. There are those who live a long time and yet do not find the secret of a happy heart. We cannot relive yesterday, for it is gone forever, and tomorrow may never come. The leaves of the calendar turn only forward. It is like the speedometer on my car. I never turn it backward, but only forward. Yet many miles I travel from year to year. Time is like the wheels of a chariot which has a ratchet on them. They never move backward. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1. The rich man in Luke 12:20 allowed time to run out for him without making preparations to meet God. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John 9:4. So the secret of life is, take time to live. Make it count. Don't squander your time. It never returns. If our time is rightly divided, we should find a space to think, to plan, to work, to read, as well as a time to be friendly, to assist others, to weep with them that weep, and to rejoice with them that do rejoice. And all the while, we should be thankfully and joyfully serving the Lord. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Then, when death comes and cuts off time, one should by all means be ready for eternity and the next world. What a wonderful life. The duties of today. Oft we ponder looking yonder at a duty far away, often fretting and forgetting those about us where we tread. The duties nearest are the dearest, they are not so far away. Sweetest flowers, they are ours, growing at our feet today. Be possessing present blessing, wait not for tomorrow's shower. There's a beauty in each duty, bringing payment every hour. Look not backward, live not forward. Grand and glorious is today. Let us give it while we live it, all the honor that we may. Pastures greenest, waters cleanest, where the shepherd leads today. Of tomorrow need we borrow, while he feeds us on the way. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of bringing this message to those listening to the broadcast. We ask the richest blessings of heaven may be theirs, and we pray that in some way you would so work and fill each heart that you'd give them a smile. Give them a smile of victory and an overcoming faith in the Lord, and help us all to spend our time in a way that would be pleasing in thy sight, and we'll surely give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Keep me when the storm clouds gather.
Storm clouds gather, keep me
till the sun comes shining through.
Comes shining through the shadows.
Keep me till my work is over.
Work is over, keep me
till I bid this world adieu. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages.
Rock of ages, hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages.
Round me rages, blessed
rock of ages, hide thou me. When my journey
is completed, Savior,
and there's no more work to do.
No work to do, O blessed
Savior, guide my weary spirit.
Weary spirit to that
happy land beyond the blue. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages.
Rock of ages, hide me
till thy blessed face I see.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Round me rages, blessed
rock of ages, hide thou me.